This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Lulu and Michael podcast for all the bits you missed
from Joy 94.9.
All right, we're ready for our next guest and very, very excited. Are you, Lulu?
I'm overexcited, can you tell?
I know, we both are. ladies and gentlemen, any further ado is not needed, Mr. Julian Clary. Welcome.
Oh, where's the fanfare?
Oh, you can hear it.
Yes,
you better have. Oh, lovely.
I know.
Lovely touch.
Did you not see them in the studio? They ran in, ran out.
I'm excited to be here as well. You may have to put newspaper down. And don't you both look lovely?
Thank you. Lulu is in... I'm in my sailor top.
A lovely sailor top. And what's the technician called?
Paul.
Are you a technician or do you speak?
Sometimes.
He's not usually allowed.
We don't encourage it.
No. He's wearing stripes and Michael, you've excelled yourself, a beautifully ironed midnight blue shirt with a generous collar.
It is a generous collar, isn't it?
Very Harry Hill.
Yes.
And you look lovely as well.
Thank you. Yes. I'm preparing to go on stage. I won't be wearing this, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'll be wearing a pink Swarovski crystallized suit.
Oh, I love it already.
Yes. And just a touch of makeup.
Yes. Just to keep you all from the... Well, you're lucky that all arrived, aren't you? Because your luggage got lost.
I know. I arrived on Sunday and I was greeted at the door of the plane by a Qantas official. And they're trained to tell you bad news in a way that makes it seem like good news. And you end up... The gist of the message was that my luggage was still in Dubai, but I ended up thanking her profusely.
And they're like, guess what? You don't have to carry anything.
No, and I walked away. I thought, how did that happen? Why am I thanking her?
Oh. And would you have got anything with you? What would you have had to run out to the local department store if you had to get costumes or anything to wear? Or
I didn't have anything. Didn't have my tracks or anything. Doesn't bear thinking about. As it happened, I had a lesbian to meet me at the gate, and she
wouldn't have anything for you to wear.
No, well, she had to go and get me underwear and things to do with personal freshness.
Yes. Do you not buy your own underwear?
No, I like buying underwear in Australia. It used to be Elle Macpherson's range.
Yes.
And now she's been dumped and there's someone else taken over. But I was assured by the assistant in Coles that it was the same.
In Coles?
What's wrong with that?
I just thought you'd go more upmarket than Coles.
No. That's and I bought several items and very happy with them. I feel I've said the wrong thing here.
No, not at all.
Surprised.
We normally get our vegetables from Coles.
Have I got the wrong shoppy?
No, you've probably got the right one.
No, that's all right.
And the joy of mincing
What I was doing in a number of hours at Her Majesty's Theatre.
Yes.
I love Her Majesty's.
So do I. I've played there many times. Mm. And
you're on the wall?
I beg your pardon?
You signed the wall at Her Majesty's?
I am sure I have, yes. Yeah, it's lovely. My microphone keeps drooping. Please don't touch me, Michael. Lunging.
I'm trying my best not to, I promise.
Lunging at me. Should we have a little
coughing?
Both of you coughing.
We need to suck a fisherman's friend.
Oh, no, you've hung out together far too long.
Oh, I'm just warming up. Yes, no, the joy of mincing. It's 30 years of camp comedy that I'm celebrating tonight.
Gosh, is it that long?
It's 30 years. Wow. How I've strung it out this long, I don't know. But yes, are you going to come and see me?
Yes, absolutely. We both are, yes.
Are you going to wear the same outfit?
No, it'll be a different one. I should change as well. I've got a lovely pink Swarovski...
I was hoping you'd be wearing your St Kilda football shirt that I saw you in yesterday.
Just ride that one to wear it when I ride my bicycle. Oh, I think we need some music and get some air in here, maybe a glass of water. We deliberately got this one out of the archives because you did this in your show many, many years ago.
Yes.
And I had to dance along to it.
Were, of course, my glamorous chorus girl number three.
Amazing dancer. I've seen him many times.
Luckily it was just sidestepping.
It was all about the thighs, though.
That's an
ordeal.
Thighs like tree trunks. No one looked at his face.
My mother used to say that when I was growing up, you've got legs like a tree trunk, you have, which is always nice to a young boy.
Uplifting, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's get this. You're on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Joy 94.9 with Lulu and Michael, and the fabulous Julian Clary has joined us. I have to mention, Michael, that last song, Rhythm is a Dancer, we were talking about your rhythm.
I just don't have it.
How ironic is that, that was your dancing track?
I know, and but it was a good little opener, wasn't it? You had an amazing costume. Do you remember
it? Yes, it was that in the days when a fabric that glowed in the dark, we had special UV light.
Yeah.
It was quite a thing.
It was.
I enjoyed it. I was jigging around in my seat to that. I may have stained the upholstery. It's really lovely. I'm having a lovely time here.
Good.
Cancel the show. I'm staying here.
Exactly. I think, you know, over the years, everybody's, you know, you've made a career out of being a camp comedian and an amazing career, but not many people would know that you write children's books.
No, this is unexpected. No one saw this coming.
Not even you?
No, it's just delightful. I write these books called The Bolds. The first one was called The Bolds. The second one is called The Bolds to the Rescue. The third one is called The Bolds on Holiday. And I'm currently writing the fourth one.
And I guess it goes without saying, you don't get that many books if they're not doing well. And there are many millions of different languages as well. Perhaps
well,
not
millions. About millions.
Yes.
There are
a lot.
Yes, if anyone's listening in South Korea, you can buy the book. And it's about a story about a family of hyenas living disguised as human beings in Teddington, which is a suburb of a place called London.
Oh, yes.
Which is where I grew up. And it's for children aged 5 to 10. And I believe your daughter's enjoying it.
Love it. Oliver's loving them, yes. Absolutely loving them. Yes, I've reduced a daughter.
Good. What else should we talk about?
My daughter loves She's a Little Princess.
Oh, you've done breeding as well.
Yes, I've got one.
Have you? What about you?
I've got two dogs.
Two dogs. Oh, that's nice. What are they called?
Gin and Varna.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's talk about me.
I think we are.
We were trying to. She's been watching She's a Little Princess since I can remember, and she still watches it. She's 12.
Oh, yes, I'm the narrator on that.
You are the narrator.
Hello, little princess.
Oh.
It was a lovely day in the castle.
I actually still enjoy that show.
It's great. It works on different levels, actually. It's
because it sort of takes the piss a little bit, doesn't it?
But well, yeah. With that voice, yeah.
Yes. We try not to use the word piss when children are
Well, I do in my house. I have to stop my daughter from singing the wrong lyrics to songs. So she's, yeah. She's
and what about, you did Celebrity Big Brother a few years back as well and won it.
Yes, I did. That's a funny old gig.
You know. I can imagine.
How long were you in it for? Like in the house.
I stayed to the end.
No, but how long were you in the house?
Oh, it was about 3.5 weeks.
Wow.
And I did it. And it's, you know, you just have to sit around. And I worked out quite early on that, because everyone's being up and funny and on all the time, which you can't maintain.
No.
And I realised that you say something funny twice a day and they'll use that in the edit.
Yeah.
And then I just sat in a corner the rest of the time.
Facing the wall? Or?
Rocking back and forward. Who were you with?
Oh, I was on with the main person was, well, it was me. But the main person was, it was Julie Goodyear.
You
know, Bette Lynch from Coronation Street.
Yeah.
And Colleen Nolan, one of the Nolans.
Yes.
And a couple of glamour girls. They were very nice.
Of course.
And an athlete, Olympic judo athlete. I've always liked watching it. And to be on the other side of it, I thought, I have to do this. But of course, it's not really a house. You think you're in a house. You're, in fact, in a TV studio.
Mm.
But I think if you're going to do something like that, you might as well win.
But you're all, exactly, you're all sleeping in the one room, though.
I know. Can you imagine?
I wouldn't like, I mean, I cannot imagine that.
No, that's, I was worried about that. I did take some medication in with me.
So it's not quite the same as when the normal, in inverted commas, do the house.
Oh,
they're allowed to take stuff in.
Well, it's difficult, you know. Your privacy is compromised. I have an enema every morning.
Right.
At 9:30.
Is that a drink? No, I'm joking.
No, I've got one with me, actually. And you just had to get on with it, you know, in the middle of the bedroom and hang the consequences. It's probably why I won.
Did you get Julie to help?
Julie, no, I was helping her most of the time.
Not such a good year.
She was a scream.
She had a bit of a breakdown, didn't she? Ah. A little bit of a mini breakdown. Or
who did?
Julie, didn't she lose it a little?
Oh, yes, there was a lot of shouting and stuff, yeah. But that's showbiz for you.
I guess it is.
Do they still do Celebrity Big Brother there?
Yes, we've just had a very troublesome series that's just, it's different now. They deliberately wind you up, so they want people to have a meltdown.
Because we only did one here, because we only have six celebrities, and then we ran out.
They don't do it anymore.
No, we didn't have enough.
My mother's last words to me before I went in, was she said, don't do anything to embarrass yourself or you.
Oh dear! Surely you would have cancelled.
You've been listening to a Lulu and Michael podcast. Listen live every Wednesday afternoon from 4
on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.